Now, most of us are well aware of the devastating impacts global warming has on the Great Barrier Reef, coral bleaching and heat stress specifically. Well, last week, a study published by Nature found that the rate of new coral growth in the reef has dropped by 89% since 2016. This drop is a significant and concerning weakness in the World Heritage Site, raising questions about how to improve the reef's resilience, and particularly how the reef will fare if another bleaching event were to occur. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Professor Morgan Pratchett from the Australian Research Council Centres of Excellence and co-author of the study. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. So this is a drastic revelation. 90%, almost 90% of the rate of coral spawning in the Great Barrier Reef. Could you explain how this has happened?
Yes, certainly. So firstly, I'll explain what we actually measured, and that was the rates of coral recruitment, which is the number of new baby corals which are coming back and settling on the reef. This is a fundamentally important process for the recovery of the reef. So we've been following recruitment on the Great Barrier Reef for over 20 years, and in the aftermath of the recent bleaching, as you said, rates of coral recruitment have declined by 89% compared to historical levels. So what this means is that the system is degraded to such a state that it's actually impacting on the actual functions such as reproductive potential.
Right, and where would you say the coral bleaching has hit the reef the hardest?
So we documented in 2016 that the bleaching was mostly occurring in the far northern Great Barrier Reef. So there was an obvious latitudinal gradient where it was worse in the north and got progressively better as you went south. But then we had back-to-back bleaching. So there was further bleaching in 2017, and that was really bad in the area between Cairns and Townsville. So overall, a very large proportion of the reef has been impacted by severe bleaching in the last few years.
And what's obviously concerning about this is that the reef isn't recovering in the same time that was expected. Does this kind of point to irreversible damage?
Well, it's not that we're concerned that all is lost. Obviously, the fact that the recruitment is down means that the recovery will be even slower. And this is going to mean that the time required for recovery is prolonged. And that's bad because we're also at the same time expecting even more disturbances. So the fact that we've had these really severe bleaching events is symptomatic of the fundamental changes in the climate system. And so we're going to have increased probability of these events moving forward. And so there's a very good chance that we'll see another major bleaching event in the time it's going to require for recovery to happen.
Right. And so if we do see this bleaching event, what kind of toll would this take on the reef?
Well, so far we estimate that anything up to 50% of the corals have died. The adult established corals have died in the last couple of years. Now, it's going to take at least 10 years until we get back to those same levels of coral cover. If we have another bleaching in the meantime, anything up to another 50% of corals could be lost.
Wow. What can be done to assist coral growth across the reef? Are we running out of time, or is there something we can do?
So the big elephant in the room is climate change. And so what we need now is government leadership to help expedite the necessary shifts in energy and transport policy to immediately and substantially reduce emissions. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other things we can do on the ground to help the reef, but all of that is somewhat futile unless we first reduce the emissions.
Right, okay. Well, Professor Morgan Pratchett, thank you so much for your time on the show today. It's deeply disturbing, but hopefully we can act now and
thank
do something about
much.
It. Yep. Thank you very much.